What are you afraid of? Yeah, I think everybody has things that they're afraid of, right? Like if we're really honest, there are things that scare us, right? Do you have certain fears, like phobias, right? Some people are afraid of the dark, right? They don't want to be shut into a room with no lights. Some people are afraid of dogs or cats or snakes. Crossing bridges, people are afraid of that. I personally have a phobia, a real phobia of clowns. Right? Anybody else afraid of clowns? Like, not just you don't like them, but like being in their presence hurts you. Like, there's a real visceral feel. Yes, we got it right here. I do not like them at all. Do not bring them around me. Do not invite them to anything that I'm going to be at. The painted faces, the weird hair, the goofy outfits. I just am terrified of that. I remember being at a parish picnic once, when I was a young priest, and the pastor had invited a clown to be there, you know, doing the balloon things, but she was all painted up, and hey, Father, come on over and meet. I'm like, no. But, you know, you got to relate to people. So he's like, brought her over, and she's like, hey, and I'm like, oh, and I went that way, and I was gone. I cannot be around them. Don't bring them around. That's my, one of my great fears, and I don't know how to get over it, but I don't want to get over it. So, right? We all have those kinds of things that get to us, right? And I remember that I was watching a program, I think it was Mari Povich. You know Mari Povich? Mari Povich, it's a talk show kind of thing, and he seems to be helping people. Right now, I think, I don't know if he's still on or not, but now he does a lot of like paternity test things. But he had a show, I remember clearly watching this, about people who had weird fears. I mean, weird from our point of view. So he had, there were three women, as I can remember. One was afraid of cotton balls. Cotton balls, like, she was afraid of them, like, deathly afraid of them. Another one was afraid of olives. And another one was afraid of peaches, right? And so this poor woman, I remember, I can see her clearly in my head. She was talking and very just nervous. And she's like, yeah, I mean, she obviously had some other, I think, deeply rooted issues. But she was afraid. He said, what are you afraid of olives for? He was telling her, like, that's kind of dumb to be afraid of them. And she says, I just don't like them. I never have. I don't like how they look or feel or any of that kind of stuff. He's like, oh, really? And then one of his stage techs comes out of the back with a large jar like this, full of olives. She clearly did not know this was coming. And she screamed and began crying and ran backstage. And of course, the cameraman is following her. Mari catches up with her. What's wrong? He's like, yeah, get the olives away. And he's like, you know what? What's wrong? So I remember watching this saying, this is cruel. I don't understand why someone would be afraid of olives. I don't know that. But this was cruel of him. Don't ever watch Mari Povich now, all right? It's just mean to spring something that you know someone is afraid of on them, right? It's like if you have a child who is afraid of the dark and you put them in a room and they turn the lights off on them. That's mean. And that's what he did. And the idea of saying maybe he was helping her by bringing olives into her life again, but that wasn't the case. Psychologists will tell you, they work with people with fears. What the best way to help people overcome their fears is to slowly and in a very controlled environment expose them to that fear, right? So an olive on a plate, knowing that they are safe, knowing that when it gets too much for them, it will be removed from them, knowing that they are protected and that they are not alone in this. Right? That's clearly the best way to help people with their fears. Again, I still don't want to do this with clowns, but that's how it works, right? Suppose you're afraid of flying. You've never flown before in your life. So you take a very short flight. Everything goes fine. Like, oh, that worked out. That worked out okay. So let's try another one and another one and another one. Of course, you know, I've flown many, many times in my life. I was terrified the first time I went. And it was a very bumpy flight, frankly, but we made it. You know, and then I'm thinking, you know what, there's physics behind this. You really can't argue with physics, and there's all of this sort of thing. So again, the rationality in our life begins to overcome the fear. Right? Clowns are not out to get me. Most of them are not out to get me. Right? But, you know, over and over again, we work on that, right? Now, why am I telling you this? I in the midst of Advent, we get some pretty scary stuff. Like St. Peter is talking about how the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Kids, you will be found out, right? Things that we hide, it's like going into your browser history, your Google searches, right? Nobody wants that to happen. You don't want that to be exposed. We're afraid, and this is scary. One thing we should not be afraid of, one thing we should never have fear of, is encountering the Lord. We should not be afraid of the day of the Lord. And if I'm honest with you, sometimes I am, right? You think it's going to come and Jesus is going to catch you doing bad and then it's all over, right? He's just going to be sprung on you like Mari bringing the olives out. But the good news of Advent, the good news of our faith, is that God is that wonderful psychologist who exposes us even before we encounter. And that we walk with him in the midst of our fears. And that he has you with more care than anyone can give you. God loves you. God loves you. He doesn't want to spring something on you that's going to hurt you. He doesn't want to spring something on us that is going to terrify us and then ultimately destroy us. That is not God's will. He wants to spend eternity with you, and he has since he created you. That's good news. We can lose that, sure. But this is the fun part. God continues to accompany us and exposes us over time to that encounter with Jesus, to the day of the Lord. Right? If you're afraid of Jesus springing up out of nowhere, catching you off guard in a state of horrible sin, worthy to be damned, well, that's not the only time you're ever going to meet him. Please, God, let that not be the only time I ever meet him. You meet Jesus every day. In a very special way, each week we come here and we meet him in the sacraments, in the community, in his word proclaimed to us. Jesus is present. Jesus gives us the opportunity to encounter him in the poor, in the sick, in the sorrowing, in that person who needs help from you right here and now. That is a dose of the coming of Jesus. If you don't want to be caught off guard by Jesus coming at the end of the age, then don't be caught off guard by when he comes to you at Wawa. Don't be caught off guard when he comes to you with a phone call from a friend. Don't be caught off guard when Jesus comes to you in the needs of our brothers and sisters. Because if you do not pay attention, then he will catch you. And that's a good reason to be afraid, but we have the remedy to fear is God's presence. What does God always say throughout Scripture whenever he encounters people? Angels appear to people in terrifying visions. What does he say? Don't be afraid. I am here. Those two things always go together, right? Remember Jesus walking on the water in the midst of the storm and the apostles are crying out, it is a ghost, we're doomed, this is horrible. Jesus says, don't be afraid, it is I. So what are you afraid of? Put aside all those other phobias because that's going to require other work. But are you afraid to encounter Jesus? Are you afraid of him coming to you? No, we can't be. And I'll tell you this right now, you will meet him today. I guarantee it. You will meet him today. Be ready for him then. Receive him with joy, and he will wash away all the fears that we have.